From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In a long post to an internet group, an amateur has raised many questions that really need answers. One of the prime questions is, where do the radio clubs fit in growing the hobby? As the writer points out, lots of responsibility is heaped on clubs, and he goes on to ask where the coordination from the WIA is in facilitating this. One area which is raised is that of raising interest in MCOM. As with the ease of use of the internet, it can hardly be very enthralling to invite people to talk overseas. SDR is the technology of the day, along with digital modes, and the issue is why our literature and assessment is focused in the past. Okay, the national body was supposed to act as the keystone that locked the hobby together. Members belong to the Institute and many more amateurs join clubs, which can affiliate with the Institute. This means that things should flow in two directions. The MCON training promotion seems to have been dropped, the State Advisory Committee seems non-operational, and we really don't know the full state of discussions on the new training syllabus. In this melee, we have to ask, where are the clubs? Many clubs depend on the insurance arranged by the WIA, and DXs and award hunters use the facilities offered by the Institute. But how are clubs seen in their local areas, or are they seen at all? With the demise of the National Field Day, there seems to be less interest in waving the flag in public than ever before. As another amateur asked, is QNews defunct? QNews is here to promote clubs and their activities, and I ask again, where are the clubs? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly QNews Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.